Back here in the U.S., imagine trying to plan a party with very few RSVPs. That's a bit like what the travel industry's been going through. Many travelers are waiting until the last minute, then going online to get the best possible deal. As Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck reports, that's caused last-minute bookings to skyrocket.
It's not surprising that people wait to book their ski vacations. After all, they want to make sure there's snow. Cape Cod resident Walt Kaplan is taking a lunch break at Killington Ski Resort in Vermont. He says that's definitely true with his crowd.
A lot of friends of mine that come up and ski for 2 days or so, they'll wait until the last minute and make sure that there's snow up here. You know, they'll call up here and find out what it is or check the internet, and then they head up.
Killington spokesman Tom Horrock says that's been the norm for a while, but he says what surprised them this year was that even holiday travelers waited.
Traditionally, the Christmas holiday season was that time where people would book pre-season. They'd book that vacation back in October. Now we're seeing a lot more short-term bookings, you know, people booking 7 days out. We saw that this year. 25% of our bookings were booked 7 days prior to arrival for the holidays.
And it's not just the ski industry holding its breath, hoping people will come.
We were very lucky. We had this very large ratio of return guests each year. We knew they were coming. And then all of a sudden, you don't know if they're coming.
That's Jen Meyer of the Basin Harbor Club, a lakeside resort in Vermont. She says most of their guests return year after year, and traditionally they book their stay for the next season shortly after leaving. But starting in 2008, many guests waited 6 to 9 months to rebook, which Meyer says forced the resort to completely rethink its business model.
You know, we staff almost a one-to-one ratio in mid-season, and so that was definitely a challenge for us to relook at that formula so that when the folks do come and if they all show up, you might be operating with less, but they're not going to see that.
The travel industry has taken several big hits in the last decade, first after the 2001 terrorist attacks and again after the economic meltdown in 2008. Both times, the industry lured travelers back with drastically lower prices. Now, many customers expect those kinds of deals and are willing to wait to get them. Don Montague heads MMG Worldwide, a marketing firm that specializes in the travel industry. He says the frenzy to offer last-minute deals has been a catch-22 for many destinations.
It's tough. It's tough when you're looking at an empty cruise ship or you're looking at an empty resort not to provide those discounts.
But now the travel industry is pushing back. Montague says most resorts and cruise lines are recalibrating their pricing so that early bookers do get the best value. Scott Milne of Milne Travel American Express says if you're flying to your destination, booking early may also be smarter.
The airlines have taken a lot of seats out of inventory. There's a lot of planes that are grounded. There's a lot of flights that were flying in 2008 that are not flying in 2010.
Which means you could snap up a last-minute bargain on a cruise or a ski trip, only to find there are no cheap plane tickets left to your destination. No matter when you book, travel experts say the best deals still go to the most flexible. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.